Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 587 up 11 and a half. March, 587 and a half up 12. Soft December wheat, 501 and a half up 10. March, 512 and a half up 9. December corn, 334 up 1 and a half. March, 347 and a quarter up 2. May, 355 and 3 quarters up 2. And July, 363 and a half up 1 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 942, now 943 up 3 quarters. January, 951 and a half up 1. March, 959 and a quarter up 1. July at 972 and a half is up 2 and 3 quarters. October soybean meal, 322.40 up 210. October soybean oil, 33.13 down 19 cents. October live cattle, 164.92 and a half up 187 and a half. October feeders, 241.72 and a half up 172 and a half. October lean hogs, 108.55 up 137 and one half. Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC PLC decision, crop insurance and farmland values in 2015, and all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
After somewhat of a shaky start, if you want to be bearish, the market seems to have found some footing this morning.
You know, overnight we eased a little bit lower. We rebounded through the middle of the night, and then it had sold off about 6 o'clock this morning. But, we've really surged even just since I've been on the hold waiting for you here today. We've went to new highs, and going on, it looks like we're seeing a little fund activity coming back in, pushing this market a little higher, and I think it's going to probably force a little more short covering also along with it.
Well, we anticipated there would be some short covering ahead of Friday with all the moving parts in crop production and WASDE reports.
You know, it's going to be, as somebody said, there's going to be a lot of additions and corrections to this report, and it's going to take a while to see what it really said and how much of what we think it's going to say come January will it really say in this report. And I think that's going to be hard to interpret, and we definitely were in an oversold condition coming into this.
So the Friday report, the trade guesses are starting to trickle in. We had a set released yesterday, and the trade expecting that maybe harvested acres a little less, maybe corn production a little bit more, and maybe ending stocks relatively flatlined in the corn market. What are your anticipations?
Well, I think that's we're trying to anticipate what the government says,
right,
what it's going to say in the end. I think those are, you know, somewhat along the same lines. We don't know how much of the FSA acreage corrections will be influxed into this report, number one. We don't know how many, what they're going to do with the yields. Will they push them up as FC Stone did, as Informa did, or whoever? You know, I mean, which level are they going to go to on that? With 80% still in the field, it's awfully hard for them to have a total hand on what's going to happen overall. But I think that we're going to continue to see a big carryout number in both the corn and the beans, and that it's going to be, they're going to have to increase the yield some here just along the way, with their crop ratings being the highest they've ever been for the first week in October.
Would you think there would be another 5 bushels per acre still out there to be gathered in between now and the December report?
It's very possible, Dave. I mean, if we can hang in there, I think that we don't know how big really is as of yet, with 80% to go. If we can hang in as we have in the first 20%, it could easily be there.
Let's talk about soybeans a little bit. trade looked at weather maps in northern Brazil, Mato Grosso in particular, saw the dry start, and off we went.
You know, that's one of those, we're sort of wondering, we know we should keep an eye on that, we're sort of wondering why we're trading that this soon. They've got plenty of time to get rain.
Plenty of time yet, right.
You know, so I think it's a great talking point for the bulls, but I don't think it's reality as of yet. That might be the reason they're telling you that, but I don't think that's the total underlying reason.
Meanwhile, in currencies, the dollar continues to climb.
Yeah, we know that, demand is somewhat doesn't look at that, but it looks at that for where they go to pick up their demand as their exports and where they can buy the most for the dollar exchange that way. But I think our green's been overly influenced by that, and that'll settle down later, but that's something they're really looking at. And basically that did help the rally yesterday, and it did extend it, because when looking at that, some of the shorts did decide to run.
Meanwhile, those who are behind in their marketings probably shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth if it's presented to them. At what level would you tell catch-up sailors need to go ahead and do some work?
Well, we've already started on that, unfortunately too soon. But I think that here as we look at this along the way, somewhere in this area a little bit above where we're trading today is a place to do some November 15 beans. As we look out at the corn, as we get above, say, 385 to 395, I think, as far as our DEES 15 corn, Dave.
Well, let's turn our attention to the livestock market, which has continued to be nothing less than wow. And let me ask you this. Do you think that we're beginning to come to a climax in that feeder cattle market yet?
Well, we thought that we were pretty close to those lofty levels before, and it just seems like it keeps on climbing. I think that we've got a lot of demand for the feeder cattle because the beef continues to stay good, and if the corn continues to stay cheap, people are wanting to turn their corn into cattle money. And I think that just the shortage of the cattle, we ought to be seeing a top here somewhat soon, but we've said that for the last $10, so. We won't say that we're right there. We just think that they're getting pretty pricey.
And hogs rejected the breaks that we saw last week.
You know, the hog the demand for pork continues to stay strong. As long as beef's moving up like this, pork's going to have a hard time just sliding back and sitting there by itself.
So after the dust-up and we get this big surprise on Friday, and I'm saying that because, by golly, in the last several years, the October report has never disappointed us getting some surprise. We'll need to turn our attention forward. And one of the things I think we probably really ought to look at in the report after we get through the U.S. is the world numbers.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be, the world is going to like cheap grain. They're going to want to consume a lot of it. But it's going to be who's going to be competitive and where is it going to be, and who's our competition going to be is what we really need to look at, because this is basically a world market anymore, especially now that Russia and the Ukraine have entered quite a bit of export business, that we see South America continuing to grow. And, will Argentina be sellers or will they be holders because of their inflation problems?
Thank you, Wayne. You have a good day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 590 and three quarters, up 15 and a quarter. Soft December, 504 and a half, up 13. December corn, 336, up 3.5. March, 348 and three quarters, up 3.5. May, 357 and a half, up 3.75. July, 365 and a quarter, up 3.5. Go out to December of 15 at 384 and a quarter, up 3.75. November soybeans, 948, up 5.75. January, 956, up 5.5. May, trading at 971.75, up 7.25. In July, 977.5, up 7.75. October soybean meal, 323.70, up 340. October soybean oil, 33.13, down 19. You're listening to WILL AM 580, Urbana FM 90.9, and HD3 Urbana.